Trace by Patricia Cornwell, read by Lorelei King.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. Yellow bulldozers and excavators hack earth and stone in an old city block that has seen more death than most modern wars. And Kay Scarpetta slows her rental SUV almost to a stop. Shaken by the destruction ahead, she stares at the mustard-colored machine savaging her past. "Someone should have told me," she says. Her intention this gray December morning was innocent enough. All she wanted was to indulge in a little nostalgia and drive past her old building, not having a clue that it was being torn down. Someone could have told her. The polite and kind thing would have been to mention it. At least say, "Oh, by the way, that building where you used to work when you were young and full of hopes and dreams and believed in love? Well, that old building you still miss and feel deeply about is being torn down." A bulldozer lurches, its blade raised for the attack, and the noisy mechanical violence seems a warning, a dangerous alert. "I should have listened," she thinks as she looks at the cracked and gouged concrete. The front of her old building is missing half of its face. When she was asked to come back to Richmond, she should have paid attention to her feelings.
"I've got a case I'm hoping you might help me with," explained
Dr. Joel Marcus, the current chief medical examiner of Virginia, the man who took her place. It was just yesterday afternoon when he called her on the phone, and she ignored her feelings. "Of course, Dr. Marcus," she said to him over the phone as she moved around.